Asian stock markets today had their worst session in 2 weeks following a tech-led plunge on Wall Street. The broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan fell 1.5% and snapped a six-week winning streak with a 2.3% weekly loss, its biggest since April. Japan's Nikkei index was off by 1%. Stocks in Europe are mainly down. Here in the U.S., the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 200 points. This follows yesterday's steep decline, the biggest since June. The Dow lost more than 800 points yesterday, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ down by 5%. Among the biggest losers, Apple at 8% and Microsoft, which fell more than 6%. Many experts call this part of a market correction. The S&P 500 in August soared more than 7%. According to a Chinese media report, it is expected the defense ministers of India and China will hold talks in Moscow today, the highest level face-to-face political contact since tensions flared along their disputed mountain border in May. Both India and China have deployed additional forces along the frontier, running through the Western Himalayas. There was a heavy clash in June when 20 Indian soldiers were killed in hand-to-hand fighting with a Chinese force. It is gripping television in Lebanon as rescue workers in Beirut claw their way through the rubble of a residential building that collapsed a month ago in the huge Lebanese port explosion. The blast killed close to 200 people and injured thousands more. The state news agency NNA reported overnight that a team with a rescue dog had detected a pulsing signal in the wreckage of the building. At this hour, rescue teams are reported moving debris with their hands and shovels, hoping their efforts will have a happy ending, though it is generally considered unlikely they will find anyone alive. Global pandemic numbers, 26.3 million infections and 869,000 lives lost. Here in the U.S., the case count is moving up from 6.1 million with almost 187,000 fatalities. This is VOA News. Despite surging coronavirus case numbers, almost all schools in France are back in session. Though 12 remain closed, the rest of some 60,000 schools are open at the start of the academic year. The announcement from Education Minister Jean-Michel Blanquer. Speaking to Europe Radio 1, he said despite some glitches, more than 12 million students called the difficulties and the worries. He said 10 schools are closed on Réunion, one of two Caribbean islands administered by France. On the alarming figures, the French Health Ministry said yesterday it had registered more than 7,000 new COVID-19 infections over 24 hours for the second time in 2 days. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of cases in France at over 338,000, with the death toll approaching 31,000. New Zealand, which has been largely successful in fighting the pandemic, the first coronavirus death in more than 3 months has been reported. Health authorities say the victim was a man in his 50s at an Auckland hospital. He was being treated following a small outbreak in the city that began last month. New Zealand has reported more than 1,700 pandemic cases and about two dozen deaths. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said New Zealand will keep its coronavirus restrictions in place until at least mid-September. A lockdown in Auckland has been eased, but crowd sizes are limited across the country and masks are mandated on public transportation. The World Health Organization says it wants Africa to get an initial 230 million doses of any COVID-19 vaccine. It also says vaccine development work should include the African continent. The global allocation plan called COVAX aims to help buy and fairly distribute 22 billion doses of approved vaccines by the end of 2021. The U.S. jobs report for August shows that 1.4 million people were added to the workforce, with the unemployment rate dropping to 8.4%, a bigger move than most experts had predicted, though hiring remains slow. This is the second to last jobs report before the November presidential election, and Donald Trump is banking on improving economic numbers to help him win a second White House term. 29 million Americans are still getting unemployment benefits. And from June to July, the number of people without jobs for 15 weeks or longer tripled to more than 6 million. In Olympia, Washington, a federal task force has shot and killed a man charged with killing a member of a right-wing activist group in Portland, Oregon. They say it happened as officers moved in to arrest 48-year-old Michael Rhino. They say he had threatened them with a gun. The Portland killing happened last week during a street clash between Black Lives Matter protesters and a pickup truck caravan of President Trump's backers. One of those Trump backers died after being shot. More news online at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
Hits only the Voice of America.